Ocasio-Cortez boasts of steering Democratic Party left with Green New Deal. By Penny Starr on February 8, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, is defending the Green New Deal she and Senator Ed Markey, DMA, unveiled on Thursday, citing support from 70 House Democrats and all Democrat presidential candidates. The non-binding resolution calls for a broad range of economic and energy infrastructure transformations in the United States, from ending air travel and the combustible engine to guaranteeing jobs, housing, and health care for all Americans. Ocasio-Cortez, who is a self-described Democratic socialist, responded to a false version of the resolution that circulated on social media, including her boast about support from Democrats. The Wall Street Journal reported that the Green New Deal launched climate change into the spotlight and will make it a central issue in the 2020 presidential election. Democratic presidential contenders Senators Elizabeth Warren, D., Mass., Kamala Harris, D., California, Cory Booker, D., NJ, Kirsten Gillibrand, D., NY, are co-sponsoring the legislation in the Senate, as is 2016 candidate and possible 2020 hopeful Bernie Sanders, I., Vermont. The Green New Deal offers Democratic candidates for president a contrast with President Trump, who has cast doubt on the human role in climate change and on predictions by U.S. government scientists that climate change could cost the U.S. economy hundreds of billions of dollars a year by the end of the century. The Trump administration has also moved to ease regulations on the fossil fuel industry and has moved to withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Agreement limiting carbon emissions. This is going to enter the 2020 election cycle as one of the top two or three issues for every candidate. Senator Ed Markey, DMA, co-sponsor of the resolution with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, said on Thursday. Wall Street Journal noted that the resolution, let alone legislation with such sweeping changes to the U.S. economy and infrastructure, would never be passed by the Republican-controlled Senate. This Green New Deal would be a raw deal for American families as the cost of energy skyrockets under their leftist plan. Senator John Barrasso, RY, the chairman of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, said in the Wall Street Journal story. Nancy Pelosi announced on Thursday the formation of the Select Committee on the Climate Crisis and named Democrats and Republicans to serve on it. Pelosi did not tap Ocasio-Cortez for the committee. And one of its Democratic members is already questioning the ideas in the Green New Deal resolution. "I don't know how you get there," Kasten said. "There's a real danger in leading people off cliffs before the bridge is built." Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.